Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Pachyork. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Birkbeck. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wiggins for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Deer reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Deer moves to third. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam takes first base on ball four. Jim Pachyork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyork hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Deer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo bunts towards the mound. McGregor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerhart. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Gerhart steals second. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins bunts towards the mound. Burke Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerhart scores. It's Brewers, 1, Orioles, 1. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Deer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deer. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Deer steals second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sviam hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerhart hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball towards left. Gerhart settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gerhart. Schroeder moves to second. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schroeder scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Braggs reaches second base with a double. Yount moves to third. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Deer strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Braggs tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with McGregor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynn moves to third. One out. Chris Bosio now pitching. Lee Lacy pinch hits for John Shelby. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Knight moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerhart strikes out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight scores. Lacy moves to second. It's Brewers, 3, Orioles, 3. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Lee Lacy now playing right field. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pachyorek strikes out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount bunts in front of the plate. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Molitor steals third. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Braggs is walked intentionally. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Deer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braggs moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Braggs tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Brewers. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sviem hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Sviem reaches second base with a double. Braggs scores. Deer moves to third. It's 5-3, Brewers. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Billy Joe Robideau pinch hits for Jim Pachyorek. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Joe Robideau now playing first base. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a line drive into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmidt covering, for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castillo moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. It's 6-3, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Ken Gerhardt. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez pinch runs for Larry Sheets. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bozzio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 4 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Robideau throws to Sviam, who throws back to Robideau, who tags Wiggins for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.